WRJN, thank you for the forecast. Cooler air has moved in, but today is still pretty pleasant. Sunshine mixing with clouds, high 68. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 43, inland to 50 lakeside. Then tomorrow, as a reinforcing cool front arrives, a brief morning shower or two, otherwise clouds giving way to some sun. High temperature 57. Friday quite chilly, times of clouds and sunshine, the high temperature 52 degrees, dropping to the upper 30s and low 40s at night. It'll be cool this weekend, afternoon temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s on Saturday and Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Right now it's 56 degrees in Kenosha, 51 Burlington, 59 Milwaukee, 55 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Thank you for another potentially award-winning newscast. 37 years you've been doing this.
Yeah.
A lot of awards. There's a lot of, we've been on air for 90 years almost. A lot of awards in the lobby that have been given throughout the 90-year history of this radio station. When is our official 90th anniversary?
December 6th is when we've always targeted.
December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of doings going on for our 90th. Some things we can talk about, some things we cannot.
Okay.
Like the new parking lot I can talk about. It was supposed to be done last week. Or earlier.
Monday.
Monday, yeah. That seems like last week at this point. But don't know why. Didn't get done. But now we had to move all of our vehicles out of the parking lot again so they can pave that bad boy. It needs it for sure. I think that the last time they paved it was when they were just having automobiles.
Not quite that long.
Not that long?
No.
You always, when you have a construction project, this is what I always recommend to the beautiful humans. No matter what the contractor tells you, you got to add another month to it. Because it is always longer than what you think. Like last year, for example, the Cubs are renovating Wrigley Field, you know. And they were in, prior to the 2015 season, they were working on the bleachers. They didn't even have the bleachers ready for the start of the season. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They were empty. They were just like steel and stuff out there. Things never get done on time.
Yeah, you usually build in some extra time.
It's always...
Or extra money in a budget.
It's always recommended. Sure. When they had the earthquake at the World Series between the Giants and the A's, that was in, it was in the early 80s, right? When they had the World Series earthquake. And that bridge fell down in the Bay Area out there between Oakland and San Francisco. And it was a disaster, obviously. But what the state did was they built in incentives for the company that if they got it done faster, that they would get more money. And lo and behold, they finished it ahead of schedule.
That's incentives. But that's normal for contracts these days, especially for those kind of projects, road projects especially.
But it doesn't work usually then.
No, not always, but many times it does, especially lately, because companies need the money.
Yes.
So they're going to work at it.
And
I mean, you got weather that factors in. You can't do anything about that.
Right.
So, but yeah, the Bay Bridge earthquake, that was 89.
Oh, that's what you were banging
October
away.
October 17th, 1989.
Wow. Anniversary just 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that. And all of a sudden, you see the camera start shaking, and then it went just dead. And then eventually, it got back on the air, and Al Michaels, who was doing the game, the famous sportscaster that does Monday night or Sunday night football now on NBC, he was on ABC. And he turned into a news reporter because nobody was expecting that, obviously. He did a great job with that. It's kind of like when Howard Cosell announced the death of John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Monday Night Football.
Right.
And then when Jim McKay.
And he wasn't really going to do it initially. Story goes that Frank Gifford said, you've got to do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why was that, I wonder?
He didn't know if it belonged in a football game.
Wow. He did a great job with it, though. And then Jim McKay at the 72
at the Olympics,
the 72 Olympics,
yeah.
the Munich massacre of the Israeli athletes. He did a marvelous job anchoring that coverage. I was 12 years old. I remember it like it was yesterday. That was intense.
Yep.
You ever see the movie Munich about that?
No, I know of it.
Yeah, it's really good, bro. You should check it out. About not only the actual massacre at the Munich Olympics in 72, but then Israel's response to it after the fact. Very good stuff.
They did respond.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Very effectively. Well, I got the big Packers-Bears game tomorrow night. Chicago Bears coming to Lambeau Field. Just what the doctor ordered for the Packers to get well.
Well, we'll see.
Well, of course. We'll always see. But I got a big bet now again with a Kenosha government official on the game. I took the Bears, and Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser took the Packers.
Okay.
I asked for the points. He wouldn't give me the points. But the big bet, of course, I won the Kringle from Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian on the Bears-Cubs game. Excuse me, on the Brewers-Cubs game.
Be better the other way. Be a bigger story.
That's a very good point. But the big bet
yeah.
for the Bears-Packers game with Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, a bratwurst.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin DNR. Safe hunting.